The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com. Hour number three of The Drive underway. Quitting time, 5 o'clock on your Wednesday afternoon. Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, and The Bear. Live from the Truly Hard Seltzer studios of Fan Run Radio, Jake Lester has the top five at five, brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Schedule your free smile consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Jake?
Number one, today Greg Schiano was introduced officially as the new head coach at Rutgers, and he was asked about both protests, the one in Knoxville to keep him away from Tennessee and the one in New Jersey to bring him in. And Schiano did not hold back in his answer, throwing a jab towards Tennessee fans, saying, quote, "I think reflecting on it just shows Jersey people are a little sharper. They get it."
Yeah, known geniuses in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. If the Sopranos is any indication, I think we're doing just fine on the IQ scale here in East Tennessee, okay? Thanks, Greg, though. And you know what? We're all happy you got your dream job up there at Rutgers. Have fun in the Big Ten cellar. We'll roll with Big Germ, and we'll be just fine. Thank you very little.
Dropping down a bunch of trees.
And, hey, man, guess what? If we ever see you in one of these SEC Big Ten bowl game matchups, which I don't know if you'll ever get your program up to where we're going to be by the time you get to 6 wins, which is your ceiling at Rutgers, Greg Schiano. You'll never win more than 6 or 7 games there. We're going to be a 9 or 10 win program, and well, I just don't think you're ever going to be on our level. But that's what you get. By the way, when are you going to address Mike McQuarrie's testimony, his sworn deposition, that you saw Jerry Sandusky assaulting a child in a shower? You said you were going to address that. You haven't addressed that. And my guess is you never will, because you're a coward. So go chop some wood. Greg Schiano, get the hell out of here.
Number two, stop me if you've heard this one before. The NBA refs got it wrong. When Houston Rockets star James Harden dunked the ball in the fourth quarter last night, it should have counted, and the refs admit they called it wrong, but they also claimed that it doesn't matter. They said Coach Mike D'Antoni...
Well, it doesn't matter?
Yeah. Just wait. It gets worse. They said Coach Mike D'Antoni did not challenge the play fast enough, according to NBA crew chief James Capers, and that issue is at the center of the controversy surrounding the Rockets' 135-133... 2 points lost to the Spurs last night. The game, which went into double overtime, could have been decided in regulation if the refs had reviewed Harden's dunk to see it went completely through the net before appearing as though it bounced out of the goal. But instead, they ruled it no basket, and they went on to lose in double overtime by 2 points.
You can't do anything about it, man.
It's pretty bad.
It's, yeah, they blew the call. But there were 7 minutes to go in the game at the time. Like, one basket at the 7 minute mark does not decide the game. those NBA games, they score so much and so quickly in those games. Like, you would have, even if they had given them the bucket, the other team could have come back and tied it.
They would have won by 2 points.
No, they wouldn't have, Bear. Like, you score.
Russ. Yeah, the game ended in a tie, correct?
Yeah, they would have adjusted their strategy if they were down
by
four.
They wouldn't. Think so. No.
They wouldn't have. They would have just said, "Oh well,
They would have been, as they say on the streets, SOL, Russ.
That's absurd.
Out of
Russ,
luck.
What's your take on the Iron Bowl field goal before the half?
I said that was they blew the same thing. They blew the call. There's no way they shouldn't have had time to kick that field goal, but that didn't decide the game because you had an entire two halves to play, and
right.
The
Who
team that's behind can play faster or slower depending on what the score is. If it happens in the very last minute and there's nothing the other team can do to change the outcome, that's completely different than if it happens with 7 minutes to go in an NBA game or at the end of the first half in a college football game. I mean, that's just common sense.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of bad to tell the coach that he can't challenge that.
And that's what Nick Saban, like, if he
He's on fire.
If well, he has a legitimate gripe about he did get screwed with his pants on at the end of the first half. He didn't like. He just got out coached at the end of the game.
Well, I'm talking about D'Antoni, not Saban. They told D'Antoni, quote, "You didn't challenge the play fast enough."
Oh yeah, it's his fault. That's what you get, Mike D'Antoni. Never trust a coach with three first names.
It's D apostrophe Antoni.
I know it's a joke, Jake. Go along to number three, please.
Number three, New York Giants head coach Pat Shurmur told media this morning that rookie quarterback Daniel Jones will very likely miss the Giants' Monday night game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and that Eli Manning will start in his place. Jones is in a walking boot and has a moderate high right ankle sprain, according to Shurmur.
I'd forgotten Eli was still on the roster.
Hey, too, he'd been hiding. Good for him.
Hold on. I've got to interrupt you here as we have major breaking news this afternoon on the drive.
Let's go to
the Fan Run breaking news desk where, oh, man, guess we know what we're talking about for the rest of the show.
I think you're about to get fooled, but go ahead.
Tennessee wide receiver Juwan Jennings has been suspended by the SEC for the first half of Tennessee's postseason bowl game for stomping on dude's head. I mean, we talked about it at the time.
Would you like to hear the full statement from the SEC?
Not really.
I just got it. With 3:06 remaining in the fourth quarter of the game, Jennings was involved in an altercation with an opposing player in which he committed a flagrant personal foul, as determined by a video review of the conference office. The suspension is consistent with NCAA football playing rule 962, which states if
subsequent. I think we get the picture. Like, you decided it. This took you 4 days to decide that you wanted to suspend the dog.
Yeah.
This took you 4 days. Like,
if they gone back and suspended Alabama players from the cheap shot hits they've taken this year,
if they
this is the first player they've ever retroactively suspended.
This is an outrage.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, what you're suspending him for getting in dude's face, right? Not for the stomp, because the stomp was an accident. Something that it's what do they say
what was
in NASCAR? One of them racing things. It's one of them football things, man.
I mean, they call him the hit at the side because he was in bounds. It was barely legal, but by the letter of the law, he hit him when he was still in bounds.
All right, let me ask you this, and I've slept since voluntary reaction. How did dude's helmet come off? Did Juwan rip it off?
Nobody, you can't tell what all was going on down there. All I know is Juwan's helmet was almost ripped off. That guy's helmet was ripped off. Juwan had blood coming out of his mouth. That guy might have had, you know, a minor cut from where Juwan accidentally grazed his head with the back of his shoe as he was getting up, trying to get out of the altercation, Russ. But, I mean, all kidding aside, this is a joke. This is the first person that's been suspended
here,
like this.
I want to go back and let you know last night, and I'm pulling this up right now, so please give me. Adam Sparks reached out to the SEC for comment, and this was yesterday afternoon.
Adam Sparks
from the Tennessee, and he wrote last night on Twitter that the SEC office settled Juwan Jennings and Justin Shelton Mosley play. As a routine function of the SEC officiating program, game video is reviewed weekly in the conference office. Feedback on any issues discovered during this review are identified confidentially to the involved program. Pretty much I took from that is the university would have to make a decision on a suspension if necessary.
There ain't no way in hell the university is going to suspend
him for the
first half.
Feedback on any issues discovered during the review are identified confidentially to the involved program.
So you're saying Tennessee?
Well, no offense to Dan Sparks, but the SEC said the SEC said they're suspending him, not Jeremy Pruitt and Phil Fulmer.
What I'm getting at is the statement that was given to Adam last night does not make sense to what has happened today.
Huh.
That's what I'm getting at. Like that part doesn't make sense because what that says is that Tennessee would have to make a decision on a suspension. That's what it tells me. And then it comes out today, Greg Sankey is the one that
maybe
is suspending
Tennessee,
him. Maybe Tennessee
made our decision and said,
right,
yeah, right. It was an accident. We're not doing anything. Go kick rocks, Greg Sankey. By the way, what about you just giving Alabama a free timeout when we were playing them down there? You going to apologize for that? No, I didn't think so. Then get out of my face. How about that?
I mean, there have been two instances this year where they've had egregious targeting penalties that weren't called, weren't reviewed, didn't suspend them 4 days later, nothing. It's a damn joke. I don't know. I mean, put dresses on them, Russ, I guess.
Trying to process this in real time. Juwan Jennings suspended for the first half of Tennessee's bowl game.
How does the SEC have any jurisdiction over a bowl game? Just because we're in the conference?
Who has jurisdiction over anything?
Yeah.
Just first reaction straight off the bat when you hear something like that.
I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
It's outrageous, man.
It's a load of crap.
I mean,
I haven't seen – here's where I would get a little agitated, is I have not seen this done. Did the SEC do anything to Cash Daniels earlier in the year for pretty much trying to break dudes'
ankle?
I mean,
that's
what we're saying.
Not. Right.
And that was clearly on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Clearly.
He tried to break whoever – was it Franks or
– Trask.
Or Trask. He was doing the – you know, last time I saw that was in the 70s when the Iron Sheik tried to twist somebody's foot off.
Looked like Kurt Angle out there.
You know what I say? You know what I say?
Play him.
Play him anyway.
Play him anyway.
Who's gonna walk up to the dog and tell him, "Hey, Juwan, I'm gonna need you to leave the field."
Play him. This isn't the NCAA, or they can like. I mean, it's the SEC. I guess they could withhold some money or something. I would say it's worth it to just flout them and like I don't know, man.
You think
it's just,
they wanted to suspend him for the whole thing? I mean, this is the last game of college football.
I bet they had to remediation.
I mean, if I'm him, I'm all right. Peace. I'm out.
No, that's what I was thinking too. Like, if you're Juwan Jennings, do you really need this? No. Like, I would love to see him play one more time. But you know, I wonder
he's
too.
He's done plenty for us.
If you're Trey Smith, do you really need this? Like, you're. You know, this is where we live at in 2019 with these bowl games, and there's going to be a host of players who don't play just to protect their draft stock. You watch Alabama, man. All those kids at Alabama that are, you know, going to be top three round draft picks this season, and they ain't playing in the playoff. They're playing in the Citrus Bowl or something like that. I guarantee you they're going to have multiple players who decline to play in that game. And more power to them. Risk getting a catastrophic leg injury because for what? To win the Citrus Bowl?
I've Jake's, just now reached out to the University of Tennessee for comment.
Jake's Top 5 is brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles.
Top 3.
I mean, at this point, Jake.
Just real quickly, what was number 4?
ACC Big Ten Challenge continues, and number 5, the Rays aren't moving.
This segment of The Drive brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. If Philip Fulmer and Big Germ step up to the podium and tell the SEC to kick rocks, I will have a smile a mile wide.
Can't do it.
And I know all of Tennessee Nation would as well. And let's be honest, some of these smiles probably going to, you know, leave a little bit to be desired. If this sounds like you, if, you know, your smile is in a rebuilding mode, you're in one of those rebuilding phases, that's what Knox Smiles can do for you. They can help maintain or restore, easy for me to say, your beautiful smile. Dr. Stephen Malone's been helping Knoxvillians for almost 20 years now. Patients come from all over East Tennessee and beyond just to see him. He and his associate, Dr. Michael Costa Jr., provide comprehensive oral care that includes developing a game plan for your mouth to preserve your teeth for your lifetime and to restore you to optimal oral health, function, and appearance. Set up your free, no-risk, easy consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. That's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Knoxville Smiles, creating beautiful smiles, one relationship at a time. Let's get Phil
I'm pretty sure.
in here. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on The Drive. They're trying to hold down the dog, Phil. They're taking him away. They're trying to stick it to us one more time, Philly.
Well, it's the SEC office is not very kind to Tennessee in the last 10 years, have I? I mean, go back to Buck Pearl now. I mean,
suspending Bruce Pearl anything. For 10 games, on top of what the NCAA was going to do to him inevitably. I mean,
we're the only. They never do. Nothing like this ever happens to any of the other schools.
Why don't he just get him a go to court and get an injunction sling play?
Be like Memphis did. I'll be honest with you, Philly boy. I never even. That is. I don't want to say that's a bad idea, to be honest with you. I think it's.
I mean, it's a game that doesn't really, you know.
But is it? It's John Jennings' last game, though, in college.
But here's the thing, and this is why people love Juwan Jennings, is because I could be wrong. Maybe I'm being super naive in orange-colored glasses here, but I'll bet you that guy is aching to play in this bowl game just because he loves playing football and he loves wearing that T on the side of his helmet. And this probably devastates him today to have that taken away from him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why we love him so much. He's one of us.
I saw a lot worse. Well, you know what?
We've seen worse this season. Trey had a great one talking about that jerk from Kentucky tried to rip the trash kid from Florida's foot off. I mean, Alabama regularly doesn't get called for, you know, violent, egregious penalties.
Well, if it's so bad, why didn't they already do it?
What?
I mean, why would it's Wednesday they're doing this?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, Phil. I mean – this
well,
is,
what else is going on, though? What's Tennessee involved in that they'd have to make a decision immediately, though?
What's their decision to make? You look at the tape, you figure out that he didn't do it on purpose, you tell him to be careful in the future, and you move on.
No, I'm just coming at this from the statement from last night that Adam Sparks had gotten from the SEC compared to what we just got 20 hours later. Hmm. Which is very, very – I mean, it is. I can't say that enough how interesting that is that they said that they would handle this confidentially – with the university to be resolved. Now they come out and say he's suspended. Now, unless Tennessee just didn't put up a fight, that's all I can think of.
Because you can't appeal it.
There's two different spectrums here. Because the SEC said this during the Cash Daniel thing. Now, I will say this. Dan Mullen didn't come out and say publicly, hey, I'm going to turn in Cash Daniel. They sent video to the SEC regarding that. Nothing came about.
I'm sorry, Phil. We have to go back to the Fan Run breaking news desk as the news is coming in fast and furious this afternoon. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic reporting that Clay Helton will continue as USC's head coach. Clay Helton gets a reprieve today, ladies and gentlemen, i.e., Urban Meyer and Bob Stoops would not take their crummy, overrated job.
What a joke.
You know, USC's kind of going through the same thing Tennessee went through.
Yeah, all because of the same person.
If you're Arkansas.
Hayden and Lynn Swan out there. I mean,
that's true. I mean, it starts at the top. But if you're Arkansas and you're thinking about pulling the trigger on the Lane train and bringing that circus to Vietnam, think long and hard. Take a long look at the last two Power 5 programs that hired him and what happened after he left.
I mean, look at it. All his jobs. I mean, minus FAU. I mean, Saban fired him the week of the national championship game because he wasn't paying attention.
And I know he's had time to reflect, and he's older and wiser and more mature. Lame. He's still Lane, man.
Yeah. Joey Freshwater.
Lane the train.
They're also, I think, about to lose their offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell, to Texas.
My God, I'm really surprised about this Juwan Jennings stuff. It's just, I mean, just be the guy when they're down. I mean, Tennessee's been down for so long, and they're starting to show a little life, so let's stick to them a little bit more.
My old philosophy on this and my old thinking behind this, man, it was going to take a lot to prove that he did that with intent. So
exactly.
Either
time for Juwan to cut another promo. Take it to Instagram, Juwan. Tell us what you really think about those clowns down at the SEC in Birmingham. Let them have it, Juwan. Fire it up. We got your back.
That'd
hurt him.
I will say this. For an outgoing player, I will be very, very interested to see how strongly of a worded statement Tennessee releases in backing up Juwan Jennings if they do it all.
Yeah.
And I think that will go to show you if he's going to play in the bowl game or not. I'll just be honest with you. If Tennessee comes out with a statement, hey, you know what? We don't agree with this. We stand up behind our player. We don't think they could approve it, blah, 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 blah. Okay. If they come out and say, well, we're going to accept it.
Well, I quit accepting anything from them. They haven't done anything for us at all. The NCAA ain't done anything either for us. I mean, we don't even get sanctions and we're put on probation. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just interested to see how Tennessee comes out.
Deny till you die. Never apologize. And never don't play ball with the authorities. Refuse to recognize their authority, Phil.
Lawyer.
Did you, Trey, did you tell W about that the Pat Dye plantation down there? What's going on?
Philly.
All the stuff going on?
Philly. He knows.
You know?
It's common knowledge. Auburn buys players.
Well, Auburn's had two national championships, and they both were tainted. One with probation, and one they should have probation. See?
I understand that Tennessee is not taking this Jay Hardy thing lying down.
Good for them.
You're correct.
I'm glad they aren't.
Stay with us.
About time somebody got mad.
It's The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Sports Radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Getting ready for Tennessee basketball tonight against Florida A&M. 7 o'clock tip-off coming up about an hour and a half at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena. Philip Fulmer is, what does Fulmer say? What's his statement on Juwan Jennings' first half suspension from the bowl game?
Commissioner Sankey shared his perspective on the actions and questions. We had a long conversation about the matter, and we will honor the suspension.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
You know, I wish we could translate it into what Fulmer's really thinking.
I talked to this pencil neck geek down in Birmingham. He told me he wanted to suspend the dog. I told him where he could stick it. But he told me...
all hell broke loose.
He told me... I told him I'm threatening to come down I-59 all the way to Birmingham, open a big old can of country whoop-ass on him. Well, he didn't like that very much. He threatened to withhold our SEC TV money check this spring. I threatened to bend him over a barrel and show him the 50 states, but my legal counsel advises me against that, so we'll go ahead and just swallow the suspension. That's what Fulmer really meant to say.
Do you think it was a full game initially?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Like, yes. I bet they do. Yeah.
There's no way you could suspend that guy for an entire game for that. Like there was just nothing. There just wasn't much there.
Sounds like a Freedom of Information Act right there.
I mean, I know that I'm, you know, have sheeped it up more for him than probably his mother and father would over this whole incident, but I just didn't feel like there was a whole lot there.
This is why I told you, on voluntary reaction, we should have gotten out ahead of this. We should have answered the question. Fulmer should have gone on State Run or wherever he does, you know, Vol Calls or whatever. He should have gone on and done an interview and let them ask him about it.
And said he'd be handling it internally?
No, and say, yeah, he stomped on his face. What are you going to do about it? This ain't the Butch Jones, Derek Dooley, Tennessee anymore. That's what we do. We stomp on Vanderbilt's face, and there's nothing they can do about it. That's what he should have said, because they're going to suspend him anyway.
I feel like that's some bad advice, Russ. I don't know if I
could
go there.
I feel like it's great advice. Say, if they step to us again next year, guess what happens? they get stomped on again, because that's what we do to Vanderbilt.
I mean, they can't even prove intent. I mean, I don't even think he knew what he was doing.
Well, of course he didn't.
I mean, he absolutely knew that he was, you know, laying the wood to him over there going out of bounds. And he probably did, you know, I mean, he did his Juwan thing where he did the dog thing.
This is an outrage. I am Lenore City livid. Let's get J Train in here. Good afternoon, J Train. You're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
It's the Russians. The Russians are behind it. Greg Sankey's a Russian agent. He's mad because his operative, Nick Saban, didn't get in the playoffs.
Roll down tide.
So he's taking it out on Tennessee.
Roll down tide.
I'm telling you, the Russians are behind it. Can you believe them doing that? They didn't have to pull him off of the kid. The refs didn't have to step in. He jumped up. He was excited. He was that excited and mad when he didn't get in the end zone when he ran it all the way down there on that play.
No, I mean, I think he was fully in the black rage.
Yeah.
I mean, because he lit the guy. I mean, he lit the guy up, and then they slip and slid. If it hadn't been raining, they hadn't had the tarp down, that doesn't get nearly that bad because they stopped 4 yards out of bounds instead of 18 underneath the fence down there. So, I don't know.
I mean, it happens to guys playing rugby every day. And it's not like he smashed his face and twisted his foot. His foot grazed the guy's face, and the guy turned his face as it got hit.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Juwan was trying to help the poor fellow up, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he starts going to beating on Juwan's cleats with his face. It's the darndest thing I ever saw, J-Train.
I'm telling you, man. They can do anything with those cameras. I'm telling you, it's the Russians. Jesus. Oh, man. But you know, whatever happens, he's going to come into the second half, and he's going to have one hell of a game.
I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't risk going out there and tearing an ACL in the second half of a football game.
Juwan Jennings will. Juwan Jennings is one of the guys that here when we're winning the SEC again in 4 to 5 years, or competing to win the SEC here in 4 to 5 years, you can look back and Juwan Jennings is going to be one of those guys you remember that laid down the foundation for what Tennessee can be again.
Hey look, I agree with you completely. And I understand that. But knowing that he'd have a Senior Bowl ahead of him 20 days after the bowl game, and you're going in to play two halves of football, I personally think if it was a whole game, I think it would be different. I honestly would. But two halves of football?
And nobody can jump in Juwan's mind, but the thing I like about Juwan,
he was almost
is,
knocked unconscious twice in the Missouri game and wanted to stay in.
I agree with that.
He's going to want to play. That's Juwan Jennings.
J-Train, thank you for the phone call, man. We appreciate it. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Tweet, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
I think I said this to anyways, but if Jennings was the one who Sace got stepped on, people would be losing their mind. So that's how you know.
Watch it, John. We're pretty raw in here about this whole deal.
Exactly. You know that's the truth.
No, it's not.
The roles were flipped there.
It's not.
You're telling me Jennings got run out of bounds on the Vanderbilt sideline, some dude was on top of him, ripped his helmet off, and then stepped on his face, you wouldn't be.
Well, no, because Jennings isn't a Vanderbilt player, and if something like that had happened to him, we wouldn't be waiting for 4 days later. Juwan would have given him his response right there on the field. He would have, you know, beaten the crap out of the guy. You know, if you want to go, you know, go buy you some black and gold stuff, maybe some Alabama gear, John, and root for Alabama and Vanderbilt.
What did you expect was going to happen?
Are you with us or are you against us, John?
I'm not against
you. Are you with us or are you against us?
What did you think was going to happen?
It's a beautiful piece of classic John Tweet whataboutism this afternoon. I love it.
I mean, just play it fair down the middle. That's all. I mean, if you're going to be outraged about it, don't pretend you wouldn't be.
It's SEC football, man. You don't get nothing by playing it fair down the middle. You got to be willing to get in the gray area. Is that what you say about basketball, John Tweet? Oh, I flipped the tables on you. Now what about that? Here's my what about. You say you want to cheat in recruiting. You got to cheat in football.
Right,
you got to get dirty. You got to get dirty.
Not...
Get your elbows a little dirty, John Tweet. Yeah, he stepped on his face. He'll do it again.
Russ.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't have a problem with him stepping on his face. I don't care. I'm just saying there are consequences. Come on.
He didn't mean to do it.
Okay, he didn't mean to do it. Fine.
So why is he being punished for
something?
Well, did they ever identify what the flagrant violation was?
I bet it was probably ripping the helmet off, the extra stuff.
Well, I mean, the guy tried to rip his helmet off. I mean, Juwan's mouth didn't just start bleeding. His chin strap was up, smashed up on his nose.
I really don't care.
No, you're just calling in here to stir the pot.
Our guy got his helmet ripped off, and we got penalized for it.
Who?
That's a good point. The first play of the game, Alante causes a fumble. Dude rips his helmet off. They're like, oh, not only do we not penalize the guy for ripping your helmet off, but we're going to let him keep the ball.
He got called for a face mask, did he not? The Vanderbilt player got called for a face mask.
Well, we also got called for illegal participation, and that's what counts.
Once the helmet came off. But the weird thing about that one was once the helmet came off, he didn't do anything else. He was out of the play.
There were two players on Tennessee's team got their helmets torn off.
One
of them stopped. I can't remember which one of the receivers it was. And then one of the linemen who got his helmet ripped off dove for the ball. That's what they called the penalty on.
Mainly called in about basketball tonight. I'm hoping you see, like, Pember, Gaines, Kamwa, the majority of those guys get at least 20 minutes up. I don't know what they average, but at least a full half of basketball. I mean, we should be able to put this team to bed quick and get those guys in.
I would imagine Barnes wants to force
feed them. God knows, I hope it happens like that tonight.
I don't know why it would be close with this team. The spread's 30. I'm not a gambler, but
I wouldn't put money on Tennessee in 30, though.
I would agree. I would, if I were a gambler, I would go the other way. I mean, I think he's got to get them ready for league play because those three guys, Gaines, Pember, Kamwa, they've got to start giving minutes and be able to do some things. I mean, Gaines, Flashes, all of them have done something at some time. It's just they haven't quite put it all together yet. I think this team, we'll see, boys. Y'all be good.
I'd be up in stands cheering for Florida A&M to cover.
Thank you, Tweet.
Hey, I'm gonna head over to the arena, guys. Get ready for us to shoot around. Get ready for the game to start.
All right, Trey. Enjoy the festivities
tonight.
I'll
go try to find Fulmer for you at the game and get a statement for tomorrow.
You know, if the arena collapses into the caverns underneath.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Now I'm going to be worried about it the whole night.
We'll be down two men. You're not going down alone,
Trey. Can I have your car?
You can have my car. Barry, you can have what's in my bank account.
All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. Back with more right after this.
Tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Good, Bear, but I had to have a cough drop.
Oh, I thought you were eating one of your granola bars.
No, I've got a little
tickle.
In case you're one, I got a little drainage.
Oh, God, come on, man. This usually precedes you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got a tickle.
Winding up and not coming to work for like 2 or 3 days. That's all right.
Just makes us sick.
These shoulders are strong, Russ. I'll throw the Drive on my back again if I have to.
On your back, huh?
Yeah.
Just you?
I mean, I'm not doing it solo. No, I'd probably get Hudson or...
So really, it's just kind of like partially on your back. Like,
well, no, I mean, it's on my back. I mean, if I could convince, like, you know, there's not too many people that I can have on in here. You know, I mean, we tried Cody that one time, and it was like riding the roller coaster without the safety apparatuses fully engaged. But you're going to fly off on the loop. And Cody starts talking.
By the way, before we get back to these busy, busy phone lines, thoughts and prayers to the our Missouri family. They are stuck squarely in the heart of the con zone with no way out.
Will you play the song for me?
I will not play the song for
you. Please.
Did you Have you seen what's going on there? Not just that they lost to a team. Who did they lose to last night?
Charleston Southern, who lost on their home floor to Furman by 44.
So Furman, a Southern Conference team, beats Charleston by 40. Charleston Southern by 44. That same Charleston Southern goes into Missouri and tears down their kingdom. They beat them decisively too, right? By like 12 points.
68-60, and Charleston Southern also lost to it's Michigan State a little better, but they lost to them by 48.
So Missouri fans, now they've found out about the Con Zone, and this is why people hate us, because we're such know-it-alls. We were right about Dave Hart. We were right about Butch Jones, right about Konzo Martin, right about Greg Schiano, right about John Curry, right about Dave Doran. All these, like, right, just been proven right. You can't be more right than the Tennessee fan base. And we want to let you know, like, if people would just apologize, we'd probably be a little bit less obnoxious about it. But you got these Missouri folks, and, you know, they called us all a bunch of racist. They're the ones with the poop swastikas on their
We don't have swastikas.
And all that stuff. And meanwhile, we're a bunch of racist, and they're glad to have this great basketball mind in Konzo Martin. Well, now they're getting beat down by a team that lost by 40 to Furman. And it's not so funny anymore. They want out of the Con Zone. But here's the kicker. Here's the really funny thing. Konzo Martin's contract is drawn up in such a way that they can't fire him. It's his third year there. They can't fire him until his fourth year.
Why?
Because it says so in the contract. Yeah, they cannot fire him until 4 years in.
Well, that makes no sense, Ross. Surely to God they could fire
They
him
can't
something.
Fire I'm telling you, Dave Matter, the St.
What
Louis
Post-Dispatch.
What if
Konzo decided just to walk into work one day? Okay. Like,
they can't fire him without cause. They can't fire him.
They can't just fire him for being a horrible basketball coach.
For the 10-25 season he's about to throw up. Or the one he's about to throw up next year. They might be able to do it at the end of next year. But they're stuck in the Con Zone. And unless he leaves, and granted, that is his pattern.
You know what he's going to do?
3 years and out. He was 3 years at Missouri State, 3 years at Tennessee, 3 years at Cal. This is year three at Mizzou. He might leave on his own accord. That's what he's
done. Yeah, but
where's
he going? The book's out on him now.
I don't know. Where do you go from? Maybe he goes back to Missouri State.
I don't know. Missouri's down on their knees. Knees.
Mr. Three Now might end up on the morning show.
I get that song. That's one of my favorite bits that you've ever done.
It's we're going to the NIT.
That song.
They're not even going to the NIT, man. They ain't going to the CBI. They're just staying home. They ain't going nowhere. They're in the console, baby. Marcus, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, Marcus.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Not only have we been right multiple times, but according to Shiano, we're not very sharp, but yet we've been right on multiple occasions, huh?
I mean, you can't hand out more L's than Tennessee fans are right now. Everybody wants to come at us, and we're just dishing them out left and right.
Hate us because they ain't us.
Yep. I wanted to ask, because I wasn't sure if you guys knew this or not, but has anyone from, besides Vandy fans, because they're just insane, but has anyone from like Derek Mason or that player, or has anyone from the actual organization even commented on the whole Jennings thing?
I mean, Trey and I'd heard, I don't know if this was that they didn't have a huge issue with it. That Vanderbilt wasn't making a big deal out of it.
If the actual
they may have behind the scenes.
I mean, if the actual organization didn't come out and say anything, like if Derek Mason after the game didn't come out and say, that was a real dirty play by their wide receiver. Like, if he didn't say anything, then I don't know how the SEC can look at this and go, yep, this is obviously a suspension-worthy situation.
Like, it's a solution in search of a problem. That's a great point, Marcus. And yeah, I mean, if Vanderbilt had made a big deal, maybe they did. I haven't seen them even address it at all. But if they had said, like, right, man, this was really messed up, like, we demand vengeance or whatever, then maybe the SEC has to act. But I mean, they've taken a complete non-issue and made it an issue today.
But in all honesty, all it really probably at most needed that whole incident was a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, probably on both players.
All that is needed is for Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer, to pull Juwan aside and say, look, man, we know you got a high motor. It's what we love about you. Just telling you, like, you probably got off light here. Like, they could have thrown the penalty flag. You stepped on this dude's face. We know you didn't do it on purpose, but you just got to be careful in these situations because this is your reputation. He'd have been like, yeah, you're right, coach. Thanks for the heads up. That would have been it. Over, donezo. But, I mean, this just makes a mountain out of a molehill.
It's just all their fans and the national media that made a big deal of it, which is ridiculous that the SEC would bend the knee to them. But, like, I had a coworker. I don't know if this is true or not. I tried to see if I could find it, but I couldn't. But he mentioned how he saw they showed a sideline shot of Jennings after that play, almost like he was talking to an assistant coach or someone on the sideline and saying that he stomped on that effing guy's head. Like, he said that he almost, like, lip-read that Jennings knew what he did. I don't know if that's true or not.
Who said that?
One of my coworkers. He said he was watching the game and he saw something like that during the live broadcast. I don't know.
Oh. You don't think, number one, Jennings is not crazy enough to admit something like that on the sideline.
I can't imagine, but.
That was a good, hard football play. It's like I told Russ on voluntary reaction here, Marcus. Football is a violent sport played by violent men.
Yes, it
okay?
is.
Okay? All right? I do think.
Are you about to talk about somebody who's never put on a jock strap or had their hand in the dirt?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's a violent sport played by violent dudes. And, I mean, it doesn't surprise me when stuff like this happens. But, I mean, it's Juwan. Do you think that his history of being just kind of out there hurt him on this one?
I just don't. Like, anything that he's done, the biggest thing that people have an issue with is that whole Instagram thing, which even then he was just speaking truth about our horrible coaching staff. Like, that to me, nothing he's done on the field says, yeah, that's a dirty player. Nothing, like, it's one of those things, like, if you look at some of these guys, like that linebacker in Oakland or Cincinnati, wherever he's at, that guy had a history. To me, Jennings hasn't done anything but just be the dog and just be a monster on the field. Nothing has shown me that he's a dirty player. I think he goes 110% on every single play. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care if you're Vandy scum or if you're Alabama scum. You're all the same to him. He's going to do what he needs to do to win the game.
Yeah. Marcus, thanks, man. We got to run. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. One more call, and then we turn it over to overtime. After this.
The unimaginable. The drive.
All right, wrapping up this afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow for a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Friday, we're at National Law Rex in Farragut. We got a big station event that we'll be announcing out there on Friday. Let's see here. We got overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. I'm sure they'll have a lot more on the Juwan Jennings suspension announced about 50 minutes ago. The dog going to miss the first half of Tennessee's bowl game.
I bet Tanner Carson's Lake City livid.
Absolutely. Philip Fulmer, he was Maryville mad in that statement he put out. I mean,
do you imagine the conversation between him and Germ?
We go find this statement again because it is absolutely hysterical.
I'd want to be a fly on the wall when the two of them start talking.
Where is that thing? I'll look for it. But it's the most passive aggressive Philip Fulmer thing ever.
Read it in his voice, Russ. You find it?
Well,
that's Pruitt.
Let's see here. Damn it. Can't find it. You got it. Thank you. Thank you, Jake. Statement from Philip Fulmer. Quote, Commissioner Sankey shared his perspective on the actions in question. We had a long conversation about the matter, and we will honor the suspension. Juwan has been nothing but outstanding for our team and program this entire season. I love that.
Fulmer stands by his guys,
basically,
man.
Basically told Greg Sankey to
pound sand.
Yeah. Roger, you'll be our final caller of the evening. Hello, Raj.
Hey, guy. Hey, Russell. How y'all doing tonight?
Not so good, Raj. They suspended the dog.
I know. It's I want to ask you about I ain't see a play.
It's an outrage. It's an outrage. It's a solution in search of a problem.
Absolutely ridiculous, Roger. Juwan Jennings is a nice guy who would never hurt a fly.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't believe he'd hurt somebody, do you, Rog?
Model citizen.
No.
Kind of young man you want to marry your daughter.
Exactly.
Then if it's not the right, why would they have a violation for?
Roger, I will tell you why, buddy, and it's because everybody hates Tennessee.
The world's out to get us, Rog.
Yep.
It's true.
Huh. Really? Is that really true?
They don't like us.
Absolutely. Roger, that is true.
The only one who loves us?
Yeah, I love Tennessee.
Who's that?
That's the only one.
John Gruden.
Who?
John Gruden.
John Gruden, huh?
Yeah.
I love Tennessee. Huh. I got a lot of orange blood in my
body. Okay. Russell, you talked to you since Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. Great Russell. Thanksgiving, Raj. How about you?
Yeah, real good. So how you think we're going to do tonight?
We're going to pound their eyes shut, Raj.
Yeah, we're going to roll this team. I don't think they probably aren't used to our size and athleticism, so... Tennessee should win. I think we'll win comfortably. Hopefully get to see some of the younger players for an extended period of time and continue to develop. It's our last tune-up before Memphis comes to town, so this is a big game tonight, man. We got to work on some of the flaws that were exposed in that Florida State game this evening. Rog, thanks, man. We are out of time. Got to run. Big thanks to John Tyler for helping out. Big thanks to Jake Lester, Bear, Trey. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.